This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Right now, let's go to Rome for the Pope's general weekly audience and the latest news of Rome and the Vatican. Ashley Nerona, our Vatican correspondent. Ashley, good morning. How are you?
Well, buongiorno to you, John. I'm happy to say that I'm doing great over here in Bella Roma. Thank you.
Thanks be to God. A beautiful message today from the Holy Father at the general weekly audience that meekness unites us, anger drives us apart.
That's right. Focusing on Matthew 5:5 and that third beatitude, that blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And Pope Francis began by looking at scripture and pointing out that the term meek is actually referring to the poor and the dispossessed of the land, which of course seems pretty contradictory. How are these the people who are going to inherit the earth? But then he points to the fact that Christ refers to our heavenly homeland. That is what he promises to the children of God. And that being meek means that you have the ability to preserve God's gifts of peace and unity, of mercy. That, he said, is the land that we will inherit, living in that way. And so those who seek to inherit the earth need to preserve that relationship with God and hold on to those specific gifts, including the love of God and the love of our brothers and sisters around us. He pointed out, John, as you mentioned, that sin can absolutely destroy what should be our rightful inheritance of the kingdom, and that hatred, that division that come from sin are absolutely destructive. In fact, Pope Francis today said that even though we all feel anger, we feel wrath, we have to remember that it can destroy relationships. And he pointed out that many families have been destroyed because they have allowed anger against one another to take priority. So he challenged us all today to instead be meek. And he said that if we are, we just may inherit our family members back again. So he pointed to the fact that meekness will preserve this inheritance. It'll help us to grow. It'll help us to win the hearts of others by through love, through kindness, through friendship, and of course, to eventually come to win the kingdom, that inheritance that is promised to us by this very beatitude, John.
Love how the Holy Father said this is how we can rebuild with peace, as Pope Francis does his weekly catechesis on the Beatitudes. Ashley Nerona covering, our Vatican correspondent here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app at 23 before the hour. You paint beautiful word pictures, and I remember you telling us about the Sistine Chapel, which neither Glenn nor I have been blessed to see yet in person. And I understand there's some new tapestries that have been hung in the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah. You're right. In fact, we could say they are new old tapestries because these are actually the very tapestries that were designed by none other than a man named Raffaello Sanzio, but we all know him better as the high Renaissance master Raphael. So we're celebrating in 2020 the 500th anniversary of his death. And these particular tapestries were commissioned by Pope Leo X all the way back in 1515, and they depict the lives of Saints Peter and Saint Paul in various scenes from the book of Acts. Now, when Raphael designed these, this was at the same time that he was busy decorating the stanze, the same rooms that we refer to in the Vatican Museums as the Raphael rooms. So all that's going on while Saint Peter's Basilica is being built. He's also busy painting portraits. He's painting what would later become, paintings that would become altarpieces. And he creates these gorgeous series of tapestries that are made with, imagine this, they're made with real gold thread. There's silver thread that's used, the finest of materials. And they were actually created for the purpose of being hung in the Sistine Chapel on the lower wall underneath the scenes of the life of Jesus and the life of Moses. And can you believe it, John? They were only hung in that Sistine Chapel once in history. It was one week in 1983. That's because back then we were celebrating the 500th anniversary of Raphael's birth. Now, here we are, celebrating the 500th anniversary of his death, those same tapestries have been brought back for again for 1 week. Imagine that they weigh over 100 pounds each. And we're so blessed to have them because in 1527, during what we call the Great Sack of Rome, they were stolen from the city. They were later stolen again by pirates, and they were finally recovered in 1554, only to be stolen again by Napoleon and his troops. And finally, in 1808, they were brought back. They're kept in the Vatican museums. So folks visiting the Vatican museums ordinarily can see them. They're kept behind glass, and a few of them are displayed at a time. But for this week only, all of them are hanging in the Sistine Chapel, the very place that Raphael intended them to be hung. And throughout the city, during this entire year of 2020, we are celebrating Raphael in all kinds of ways. You know, he spent the last decade of his life here in the Eternal City. So there is a major show on the Quirinale featuring 200 masterpieces, 100 of those by Raphael himself. The others were influenced by him. And then throughout this year, every day of 2020, the government of Italy is placing a single red rose on the tomb of Raphael. You know, he was only 37 years old when he died, and he was buried in the Pantheon. It's because it was his favorite place to worship. And not many people realize that inside of that church is also the tomb of the great Renaissance master, Raphael, John.
Ashley Nerona, live from Rome this morning at 20 before the hour on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. If you have been in a cathedral, you have seen the chair where the bishop sits. That's called the cathedra, and it's the symbol of the bishop's authority over the diocese. And on Saturday, we'll celebrate the authority of the chief bishop, St. Peter, and all the popes who succeed them. It's the chair of St. Peter coming up on Saturday. How will that be celebrated in Rome, Ashley?
There's various celebrations, but the largest will happen inside St. Peter's Basilica itself. And that is because inside of the basilica, in the gorgeous altarpiece that is in the very, very front of the basilica, in fact, when you walk in the doors and you look down that gigantic long nave, what you see in front of you is a beautiful window with an image of the Holy Spirit. Now, that's made of alabaster, but below it is a bronze piece that was designed by John Lorenzo Bernini, and it is dedicated to Peter. It is reminding us of the authority of Peter, of the authority of the chair of Peter, more specifically. Now, inside of his altarpiece, let me describe it for you really quickly. It is an altarpiece of a bronze chair that is lifted up from the ground. So the chair itself, the legs are not sitting on the ground. They're lifted up. And on either side of it are two great doctors of the church. It's St. Ambrose, St. Augustine, St. Athanasius, and St. John Chrysostom. And each one of them is holding a hand toward that chair. Not one of them is touching it, John. And it's meant to remind us by Bernini that it's because it's not we humans. We are not holding up the church. It is only the Holy Spirit himself who promised us that the gates of hell will not prevail. And so when we read those words from Matthew 16:13-19, when we read that upon you, I will build my church, I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And Christ says those words to Peter. We are reminded through that art of the symbolism of that. And in fact, Pope Benedict XVI in 2012 mentioned that symbol of the chair represents the symbol of the special mission of Peter and his successors to tend Christ's flock. His quote was, keeping it united in faith and in charity. And of course, there will be special masses there. And tradition has said that inside of Bernini's bronze, there's actually an ancient chair that many think was the very one that Peter himself would have sat on. And so, of course, we remember the great gift that the Lord gave us through having shepherds, our spiritual shepherds, who, of course, are meant to lead us to Christ, the chief shepherd himself, John.
Ashley Nerona, live from Rome this morning here on Morning Air. Now, the next time we speak, it will be Ash Wednesday, so that means we will miss Fat Tuesday. How is Fat Tuesday celebrated in Italy?
Well, John, you know what? We sometimes we don't do things small, let me say, here in Italy. And with that said, we actually start the celebrating tomorrow, which is called Fat Thursday. And so the celebrating will go all the way through Fat Tuesday. There's various recipes that people are going to enjoy these days. For example, imagine a lasagna made with ricotta cheese. That is especially enjoyed in the Naples area. Here in Rome, we're going to have frappe, which are these strips of fried dough with powdered sugar on top. We're going to enjoy migliaccio, which is a lemon and ricotta cake that especially comes from the Neapolitan region, from Naples region. It's sort of like our cheesecake in the USA, but it's a you could call it a lighter, a fluffier cousin of our cheesecake. We're going to enjoy the frittole veneziane. So these are the Venetian carnival fritters. And imagine they're sort of like donuts. They're flavored with rum, with lemon zest. They have pine nuts and raisins. And every now and then you'll find them made with cream as well. This is a time of cannoli as well. We all know cannoli, but not many people realize that those yummy ricotta-filled wafers actually come from Sicily and were traditionally made as a carnival time dessert. And we'll enjoy tortelli dolci. See, these are sweet ravioli with ricotta and chocolate chips inside. So these are the days when everyone is going to be enjoying before the fast begins, John.
Coincidentally, those are the same leftovers Glenn brought from supper last night to work today. It's incredible. They're in the refrigerator in the kitchen.
I didn't have any.
I promise not to have any. Ashley Nerona is our Vatican correspondent with the latest from Rome and the Vatican and the Pope's general weekly audience. And Ashley and her husband, John, have founded the Truth and Beauty Project, providing Renaissance-style theological formation. If you visit Rome, much more information at truthandbeautyproject.com. That's truthandbeautyproject.com. Ashley, as always, thank you so much.
Well, thank you. God bless. Enjoy these special days of feasting.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Nerona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.